95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
What's happening, man?
Well, I thought we should give away some Disney California Adventure Park tickets. Get people in on August 25th in about like 30 minutes.
What do you think?
Can we do that? Is
sure.
that legal?
Of course.
Allowed?
Well,
I don't know if it's legal or allowed,
but we can do it.
Well,
sure.
If it is, then I don't want to. If it's legal, forget it.
It does sound fun to have the park yourself, though.
Yeah, that's pretty damn cool.
That's kind of cool.
Only way to get in is to win your way in.
Correct. And that's in about 30 minutes. Also on today's show, we have Gimme 5 with a space theme.
Oh, yes.
That's five songs in a row at 5 o'clock.
Why is that, pray tell?
Because of the Webb Telescope.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's insane.
It is. It's also way more than my mind is capable of handling.
100,000%.
So I have an astrophysicist from Harvard who is explaining to us.
By the name of Ralph.
No, I know.
You actually found somebody.
Yes, I recorded him explaining what it is.
Okay, cool.
And I don't think I can still get my head around it.
When I first saw this picture that everybody's looking at, the main one, I'm like, oh, those are pretty stars. They're galaxies!
Yes, each one. Yeah, it's crazy.
Galaxies!
But at least they're only 500 billion miles away.
No big deal.
So
there's that. Yeah, no big deal.
You can't even get your head around it. Mustard ice cream. Speaking of things you can't get your head around, there's new mustard.
Yikes.
Ice cream.
No. I like mustard, but
I hate
not
it.
Like that.
While you were gone on your sabbatical, your 3-month sabbatical, I did a topic of foods that you hate. And my two, the ones that make me want to puke, are mustard and olives.
Hmm.
And now they've taken ice cream.
And ruined it.
Which is...
mistreated it.
That's my mountaintop
sure,
ice cream.
Sure, of course.
And they're putting mustard on it?
Answer is no.
You go straight to hell. And we'll give you your Disneyland tickets coming up as
well. Yeah, about 30 minutes, something like that.
95.5 KLOS. In about 15 minutes, we have your tickets for KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
August 25th, you and a bunch of KLOS humans going to be in that park.
By yourselves.
Yeah.
Giving that away in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Have you ever mixed food that did not mix well?
People say that my idea of peanut butter and chocolate sauce as a topping for ice cream is disgusting, but I've always loved it.
That sort of sounds good.
It's really good.
I tried, and we're going to talk about this next hour, so we don't need calls right now, but I tried, when I was a kid, my dad loved applesauce.
Okay.
I mean, to a degree that you go, nobody should love applesauce.
My dad used to eat cans of peaches every single day.
Peaches I can see.
Really?
Applesauce is just a thing.
Just gross to me, both of them.
All right. So I decided one day I was going to try and make an applesauce sandwich. My dad liked it that much. So I got two pieces of bread. And I put applesauce on it, and I threw it up as it was going in. It was not a good mix.
No.
And what I'm telling you right now is that they have something called mustard ice cream.
That should be illegal. Why are so many things illegal and that isn't?
You're going to need to stop that and play the audio that I have
in a second. Okay.
It should be illegal. Yes, of course it should be. But is it? No, it's not.
It certainly should be.
Because people put mustard together with ice cream.
Nope.
Now, we talked a couple weeks ago about foods you hate. My two, the only two that I have on Mount Rushmore, Mount Rushmore of hated foods, is mustard and olives.
I don't like olives. Asparagus would definitely be at the top of my list, though.
I'd be fine putting that up there, but I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
It's grotesque.
But the ones that I really hate, one of them is mustard.
So putting that on ice cream is
I know that I'm
evil.
In the minority there because it seems like a lot of people love mustard.
Yeah.
But they put it on ice cream.
No, that's wrong.
You know those guys who open up stuff that's new and try it on YouTube?
Yep.
I found one of them that was trying the mustard ice cream.
Yeah.
And here's his video.
Grey Poupon with salted pretzels ice cream.
Nope.
Grey Poupon elevates any meal to something worth savoring, so why not ice cream, especially French ice cream?
Funny, I thought he said mail, but it was meal.
He's reading that.
Meal.
Unexpected yet delightful blend of sweet ice cream, honey Dijon swirl, and salted pretzels.
No!
I'm going to say no.
No!
Let's pop her open. Let's get a good spoon with everything.
So he's trying to get like a balanced spoonful so that he's got a little bit of the Grey Poupon. And he's got a little bit of the pretzel.
Where are we doing this for?
A little bit of the vanilla.
Taste test Tuesdays for a while, this kind of
thing.
But
none of it was this
horrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
So there it is. There's the mustard swirl. There's a pretzel chunk in there.
Right?
Nope.
Now he's tasting it, and he's trying to figure out exactly, is it good? Is it not good?
The pretzels aren't crispy crunchy.
Okay.
Gross.
They're kind of soft and weird and wet and cold.
Ah,
don't love that at all.
The ice cream's probably okay.
Nope.
The vanilla ice cream's fine.
Oh, the vanilla by itself.
Sure.
The mustard, you're thinking Grey Poupon, you're thinking the Dijon mustard, that really tangy stuff, right? And it's not that. It's okay. Sweeter than that, but it is still very much a honey mustard.
Yeah, no thank you.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. Don't touch those. It's not a flavor that belongs with ice cream.
Okay. Agreed. Well, it's good of him to shove it in his mouth just to make sure. I was going to say, even if he loved it, I'd be like, drop dead, dude.
Same.
Not happening.
Same. But his response is, don't touch this. Did you know that Metallica's never had a number one song?
Wow, really?
Surprising? I mean, I don't know that they care.
No. Well, I mean, I would think...
You would think with their history and some of their songs as big as they got...
The Unforgiven never hit number one.
Never had a single number one song.
Wow. That's weird. That would make it interesting. We should do a Gimme Five on those. Big bands never, that never had a number one song. Yeah.
Never. Well,
why are we giving Lars and crew crap right now?
Metallica have accomplished just about everything except for a number one, but that could change very soon. And ironically, it could happen with a song that's nearly 40 years old.
Wow.
Master of Puppets.
Oh, because of Stranger Things.
From 1986 was featured in the season 4 finale of Stranger Things. I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. You haven't?
How was it used? Was it used well?
Brilliantly. You know, I mean, they're a music coordinator, the people that put together, the supervisors that put together the music and chose it for this entire series.
Right.
Have just been dead on. And there was a moment when they needed something loud. And this stoner rocker dude named Eddie, who rules, you know, just took to the roof of his trailer and started playing the hell out of Master of Puppets.
And it might become their first number one
because
ever.
Of that.
Because of that.
And Kate Bush is having a little resurgence. Right, Lamal did with that. What was that song?
Everybody's trying to get on the Stranger Things.
Never-ending story, yeah. Yeah, man, you get an old song on. Are we going to throw it on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sweet.
Maybe their first number one song ever.
Dude, you need to leave this studio right now and go watch season 4 of Stranger Things.
All right, I'll be right back.
It is super solid.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You're eating right now, aren't you?
Nope.
What do you got in your mouth?
Nothing. Last hour, we were talking about... Hold on.
Yeah.
We were talking about mustard ice cream.
Mm-hmm. That's so gross.
It just sounds... And you like mustard.
I love mustard.
Okay, I hate mustard.
I love ice cream.
So it sounds really awful.
And I also like weird-ass combinations. I'm not, like, opposed to something bizarre or thrown together, but that sounds just...
I think for the most part, the crazy stuff that people put together doesn't work out for the most part.
Yeah, I would love to know if anybody's ever come across something that did. Like, I mean, like this. Like,
a strange mixture of foods that surprisingly tasted okay.
Not horrible like you would expect.
It doesn't have to be great, but it's better than you thought.
Yeah, you'd be like, better get out of here. Thought. No.
This is a guy reviewing the mustard ice cream, and I agree with him.
The pretzels aren't crispy crunchy. They're kind of soft and weird and wet and cold.
I mean, yeah, so you can't put pretzels in ice cream. It's going to get like that.
I would think so.
It's gross.
The ice cream's probably okay. The vanilla ice cream's fine.
Vanilla by itself.
Ruined by pretzels, though.
The mustard, you're thinking Grey Poupon, you're thinking the Dijon mustard, that really tangy stuff, right? It's not that. It's sweeter than that. But it is still very much a honey mustard.
You have any ice cream for me too, Poupon?
No,
thank
you.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Don't touch those.
Okay, guys.
It's not a flavor that belongs with ice cream.
Yeah. Okay, all right, good.
No is the answer.
Don't touch this.
But we're looking for ones maybe that did... turn out good.
The foods that you were surprised taste okay together.
Yeah. Well, what is it that...
818-955 KLOS.
What was it that Elvis Presley used to eat?
Banana...
Peanut butter sandwiches?
Peanut butter sandwiches, I think.
Something?
Banana something sandwiches.
Yeah. If you like that, or if you've heard of some horrible combination and it turns out you actually like it, we want to hear from you. Yeah.
The worse, the better.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody else hates it...
Right.
...and you love it, that's great. 818-955 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS. It's Southern California's rock station.
How am I supposed to know we're on? You just turn on the mics. You don't even look
at me. You're over there feasting. You're like having a
I'm just
a
having
feast.
A little drink. That's all.
Tell the kids what's in your beverage.
It's just Diet Coke. All right, listen.
Cocktails.
We're talking about foods that don't or shouldn't go together.
And we heard from a contributor, Scott, who says peanut butter and bacon bits sandwiches. I think that would be pretty good. He says he's eaten them since he was a kid and craves them. I think that I can see that going together.
That might be all right.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How about wasabi ice cream?
Have you had it?
No. It sounds amazing, doesn't it?
No, it sounds awful.
No, I would try that. As opposed to mustard. Wasabi ice cream sounds kind of good.
Yeah. No.
Head rash and a brain freeze at the same time.
Yeah. No. I like where you're going with this.
No, I'm a no on both.
I'm going to try it.
Nope.
Bring it in right now. Hello, KLOS.
Hi there. I had a strange food combination for
yes,
you.
Yes, please.
Okay. Hear me out. Sandwich. And it has peanut butter, bologna, and lettuce.
Peanut butter, bologna, and
peanut
lettuce.
Butter, bologna, and lettuce. I can see where you get weird looks, but I think I would kind of like that. I don't dislike any of those.
I don't.
It's delicious.
It doesn't sound delicious, but I would try it.
What possessed you to try that in the first place?
I was raised on them.
Oh, really?
No kidding.
Huh. All right. Well, that's...
My mom made them all the time, and they're delicious.
Good to know. Thank you for calling. We're looking for weird food combinations that don't suck.
K18-955-KLOS.
A couple from the Scorpions on a 2-for Tuesday, including the zoo right there. I always like that song. It's a nice, prodding, thoughtful selection. Ditty.
It's a ditty.
It's a ditty.
I got a note from our woman. We're talking about foods that don't seem to go together, but actually do.
Combination plates that are surprisingly good.
Went out to dinner with a friend, Christine, and she had vanilla ice cream with balsamic vinegar.
Oh, I can see that.
And cherries.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. The cherries are a little funky, but...
It was pretty good. I mocked the hell out of her.
And did you try it?
Yes.
And you liked it?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I didn't tell her, though. Don't be ridiculous.
So I'm thinking wasabi
I have a reputation.
Then might be good.
Because, no.
I mean, it's close.
Still stuck on no. Let's go to the phones. KLOS, hello.
Beep, beep.
Hello?
Beep, beep.
Is this a hospital bed?
It's a computer calling it. Yeah. You put yourself in the hospital with a terrible food combination.
Hey.
Hey.
You have just a minute?
Yes, we have a minute.
I have something really cool to tell you.
I hope it's not your last words.
Take a fresh fig, a strip of bacon, and a piece of blue cheese, and stick it in your toaster oven. Dude, that's heaven.
A fresh fig.
Fig.
Bacon.
And blue cheese. That does sound good.
No.
It does.
But wrap the bacon around the fig, or it's going to be a mess.
Did this come out of the whole put bacon in everything movement from a few years ago?
This came from smoking too much.
I guess that's why everything is sounding good to me.
As most good combinations do.
Tobacco.
Tobacco use only. Dude, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I can't believe he was in the hospital calling.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Weird food combinations.
Applesauce with macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Now, Kevin, you've had experience
I've had both.
Applesauce in a weird place.
Yeah, with a sandwich. I made it in a sandwich when I was too young to know. It was awful. Threw it up. But what? How would you put it together with macaroni and cheese?
I don't know. It just tastes really good. My one of my best friend's parents used to serve it like that.
Are you positive they didn't go, watch, I think she'll eat this?
I know. They put it out, and I was like, are they putting it together? Is that what we're doing here?
Gross.
This is the first one that's come in that I'm like, nope.
Interesting.
Hashtag nope.
You should just try it.
I think I'm a solid nope on that, too, because I love mac and cheese.
I love mac and cheese.
Yeah. I think we're a no. I'm sorry.
That's blasphemous to
me. We love
and
you,
cheese.
And yes, we're glad you listened, and we're rejecting your idea completely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
So I really like pickles and peanut butter, and after listening to your callers, I think the common denominator is that you try these things as a child and then you like them lifelong. And it also sounds like peanut butter is like this great neutralizer.
Yeah, that's kind of like the base. It's sort of like a foundation for everything. You know, this has got to be sad because England's only been recently introduced to peanut butter, but they had Nutella.
Man, I'm so glad I didn't grow up there.
Right? We'd starve to death.
Plus, you'd have gnarly teeth.
Call Bean Intelligent. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Weird food mixtures.
With apologies to our British friends.
Nah, we're not apologizing. We're talking about weird mixtures of food that either work or don't work.
What did you just find? Someone send that to you, or what is that then?
Heinz Mayo Oreo.
Mayo Oreo. Mayo
it's
Oreo.
Mayonnaise and Oreo. I don't think I need that.
I kind of think that might work. I'm surprised how many of these things I'm willing to try.
Yes, you're willing to try all of them.
Yeah, apparently.
Because you eat garbage.
Yeah, that's true.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, so I'm originally from Buffalo, and every year they have a big chicken wing festival, and every year there's a vendor there that has a peanut butter and jelly chicken wing. It is fantastic.
That does sound good.
That sounds delicious, but I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, you got like a sweet, salty kind of thing going on. It's great. And like a lot of Iceland has like peanut kind of stuff, so it goes with a chicken wing.
Interesting.
Well.
All right.
Yeah, very good. Very cool. Where is this?
In Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo.
No, it's not, I'm not going to Buffalo for that.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to start walking now because it sounds delicious. Calling. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Sam, I do mini burgers.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Sam.
Who was that? Who was that that just called?
Armenian comedian.
Oh, you're kidding.
KLOS, hello.
We should talk to him for hours. Put him on hold.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I just got a swab in my nose. I'm doing a COVID test.
Okay. Are you doing a COVID test right now?
While we talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
I've been on hold for like 15 minutes.
Well, good luck, man. We hope you don't have COVID.
I hope you're negative.
We're at Boy Scout camp in summertime as a kid, and this guy made his creation omelet. Peanut butter and jelly omelet. I thought that was the grossest thing ever.
Peanut butter and jelly omelet?
Ooh.
It was pretty good.
Really? So did you actually cook the peanut butter and jelly with the egg?
Well, you fry the egg patty up, and then you put in a slab of peanut butter and a gobble of jelly and fold it over. And
I think I might try that.
I would try it out of, oh, it can't be good.
Yeah.
And when I'm really high bad?
Yeah. On some Sunday morning.
I think I would try it.
So is your test done yet?
I just put it in the butt basket and they'll
run to the lab. Well, good luck.
You put it in a butt basket?
That's not where you're supposed to put those, sir.
Okay.
KLOS, hello.
You gotta try Twinkies with peanut butter and my balls in your mouth.
You had me right until the end.
You know, that actually makes a weird sort of sense, too, when you think about it. A Twinkie and...
Nope.
Yeah, we're going to pass. But thank you, sir.
All right. Listen.
Yeah. Look.
When I first saw the picture from the Webb telescope...
Oh, yeah, NASA. Well done, NASA.
I thought, I'm sure that's super cool.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like... colorful and filled with light.
Clearly, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's hard to understand.
I'm sure I don't understand anywhere near as important as it seems to
be. Oh, my God. TV's Frank had a look at it, the guy from MST3K, and he goes, yeah, that's nice, but sure is busy. Less is more, he went on to say. Too many notes.
Yeah. So this is the Webb telescope, I'm sure, from NASA, and I'm sure that you have seen this image everywhere.
That's insane.
I just reposted it on my Twitter, at the Kevin Ryder. And who we're about to hear is Jonathan McDowell, who is an astrophysicist from Harvard Smithsonian Center. And he's going to explain to us
what we're looking at.
What's in this picture.
Because I mean, when I realized that those aren't just little stars.
It just looked like stars.
It's galaxies, right?
Well, let's listen.
Okay.
What we're seeing is a cluster of galaxies that is 5 billion light years away. So incredibly distant.
So okay. 5 billion light years from here.
So every single star that we call it, the point of light, is a full galaxy.
Yeah, when you really look at it, you can see the spirals. You can see them on their sides.
You
and
can't
stuff.
See any of that.
You can. You look at it.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
But what's
don't
insane
be ridiculous.
Is like you're saying they're 5 billion light years away.
100 billion.
500 billion light years.
I can't even get my head around the number 1 billion. Like one.
What does that mean?
I can't get my head around a light year.
Yeah.
That's
traveling
crazy.
That fast.
Go
and
back
it takes...
and play that clip one more time because I do believe it's 500 billion, which is.
No, I believe you're right.
I don't think I can even get my head around it.
What if we're both wrong? That would be awesome.
That would
just
be great.
Listen to him.
What we're seeing is a cluster of galaxies that is 5 billion.
I was wrong. Okay.
I believe you, though.
Light years away.
That's
so incredibly
still
distant.
Plenty of distance.
5 billion light years.
So one light year takes quite a while. Like if you were to try and travel. Normal,
it's how far light would. This is exactly the moment when everybody understands how dumb we are. It takes a year this long to travel.
It takes light this year
to travel.
Long. Oh, my God.
In a year. How long light can travel in a year?
How far light can travel in
far.
1 year?
Okay. Okay, 5 billion of those.
Yeah.
And then these are full galaxies, not stars.
No, that's what's insane.
Okay, now there's more.
and each of the blobby things in that image is a whole galaxy with 100 billion stars in it.
That's where I got that from.
Sure.
Okay, so
I'll buy that.
Each dot has 100 billion stars in it.
Yep. Because it's a galaxy unto itself.
What?
And then there's all that empty space in between.
I'm already way out of my depth.
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
Let's continue.
And we're seeing, as well, streaks that are sort of elongated, curved around it, which are even more distant galaxies whose shape is being distorted and magnified by the gravity of the galaxies in the foreground, as Einstein predicted.
Yeah, that is where I stumble and fall.
Those are galaxies.
The gravity of the closer galaxies are pulling the light and
bending it and
making it look
elongated.
Weird like
yes.
that. And some people go, "Oh, that's a really crappy picture."
Right. When I saw it, I just knew there's so much in this picture, and everybody's so excited about it, and I don't know anything. But so now we know that each of those dots is 5 billion light years away.
And an entire galaxy with
is a galaxy billions with 100 billion stars in each one. And the elongated ones are galaxies that are even further off that are being manipulated by the...
Yeah, the actual just space time.
I can't get my head around it.
Actually, one of the articles I read mentioned space time. I'm like, where's Doc Brown? That's the only time I've really heard that.
I can't.
Spoken of. But I mean,
to get my head around
that. That light is long since dead. Most of those stars have burned out and new ones have replaced.
So we're looking at history.
You can't see them. Yes. There's a short story on Amazon called Vapors that actually kind of goes into looking back in time. Yeah, Vapors is the name of the short
story. Look at that. Are you being serious?
Yeah, it's some dickweed wrote it.
It's not some guy smoking out, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, very important work. No, but man, I mean, you know, that's just, it's insane that light itself is ancient history for the most part, not really even burning a lot of it, because it burned out
despite the fact that it's
so long ago. Yeah, it's
5
just now getting
light
here.
Years away.
It took that long to hop a bus and get here.
Wow. All right, I don't have any understanding.
No, just...
But you know what we do have is Gimme 5.
Oh, let's do the Gimme 5.
And let's make it space-themed.
Okay.
Shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Let's make it space-themed.
Which is a great idea, but I don't have anything ready, so keep talking about
the
space.
The final frontier. This is the voyage of the Starship Enterprise.
Is there any chance we could get...
How can you not have any star songs? They're space songs.
I suck.
That's what we're...
Oh, I have a great one. Okay.
That's what we decided on a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't...
Gimme 5. Yeah, 5 o'clock. We play 5 songs in a row with a theme every day. Every day at 5.
Oh, my God.
And we decided yesterday that today's theme would be space.
Space.
And we present that for you...
Pretty much right now.
Now.
Space.
What?
The final frontier.
We're talking about space. We're not talking about...
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Well, that sounds a lot cheesier than I remember.
It's a 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds.
Well, it's all because of NASA's pictures, man. These unbelievable pictures of...
That look like stars.
Yeah.
That are galaxies 5 billion light years away, which is just... I can't even get my head around.
So Gimme 5 today. 5 songs about...
Space.
5 songs about space. Any... excuse to play Matros. I love that song, Space
Agreed.
Station number 5. What happened to the other 4? That's my question. You don't have an answer to that?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no.
Kevin.
Should I be talking about the KLOS Summer Invasion?
Yes!
Disney California Adventure Park. It's going to be all KLOS listeners. Your chance to win is coming up in about 20 minutes for August 25th. You'll get a 4-pack of tickets.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, we're handing out tickets from now, time to time, until about 8 p.m. or so. And your next chance to win about 20 minutes from right now. And Peter Schilling had to make our precious little list. NASA has finally released those pictures they've been talking about forever of galaxies that are like 5 billion light years away.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. And I hope everyone heard our dissertation on the science behind those photographs.
My only fear is that it was too intelligent for most people. You know what I mean? Like, we were really, really talking in a language all our own.
Very insightful.
And we didn't dumb it down.
No, not at all.
We needed to. Maybe we'll try that tomorrow.
Gimme 5 songs about space. Trucking from Deep Purple number 5, Rocket Man Elton John number 4, Space Station number 5, Montrose, and Major Tom there at number 2. So what should number 1 be today?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Hey, I wanted to call in the song.
Yes, what song about space?
Space.
Yeah, about space. Probably a million people have called it in again. David Bowie's song, Ground Control to Major Tom.
You know, when they used Starman in The Martian and they played the whole damn thing, I was beside myself. Usually in movies, they never play the whole song.
No, of course not. They work in just a little piece.
Yeah, but this entire song was in it. That's a fine suggestion, sir. Who are you?
My name's Keith from Anaheim, California.
Keith Fries! Keith Space! The rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the spiders from Mars. Yielding one of my all-time favorite songs. Man, do I love that song.
That is fantastic, yeah.
Yes, it's number one.
Of Give Me Five.
Give Me Five.
This today's songs are space-themed.
Thanks to
a
NASA.
Different theme every single
Go look
day.
At those pictures and suddenly realize how small we really are. Go find them online, because damn.
That's something, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite song. I've loved it ever since I found the album in the trash at a station. I was
Wrong album.
In Phoenix.
Oh, but right
sure.
band.
Okay.
Chris Lacoste, are you out there? Yeah, says that's the song that he always cranks up every time we play it, Fire Woman by The Cult. It's like, and here's how he describes it, caffeine and adrenaline on speed.
I like it.
Good like description, it.
That
Chris.
Is true. All right, it's time for One American Dollar.
It's time for what?
One American dollar.
I love this game.
All right.
This is a good game.
Sligo, I'm going to give you three guesses.
Okay.
And if you get it right in any of the three guesses, I will give you one American dollar.
Can I phone a friend? Like, can
nope.
I call Marin? I
nope.
know she knows a
nope.
good friend of ours. And
nope.
she was like screaming the right answer the other day
the
at the radio.
Day, yes. I'm not sure she knows this one.
Oh, okay.
A seemingly abandoned casket appeared near the side of a California freeway.
Wow. Okay.
It was right near San Luis Obispo on Sunday.
Okay.
And a passerby noticed an abandoned casket right near the 101 freeway. It was right off the side of the freeway.
First thing my mind goes to is what we do in the shadows, and maybe like Guillermo has gotten sick of
yes, true.
his masters and
true.
Threw it out.
So I'm going to give you three guesses.
Three guesses. Oh, so we know what happened.
We do know what happened.
Oh,
we
okay.
do know where it came from and how and why.
And was it destroyed or was it like in good shape on
it
the side
looked,
of the road?
I'll give you this hint.
Uh-huh.
It did look somewhat used, so sort of beaten up a little bit.
Beaten up a little.
So somebody took a picture of it. Put it on social media, and then everybody was guessing like what it could be possibly from. So I'm going to give you three guesses. How did this actually come to be?
Wow. All right. First guess is that whoever was hauling it, their vehicle broke down, and they just left it by the side of the road. And you know, so that's my first guess. Nope.
Okay. That's one. You got two more.
And I'm glad you're not tearing the dollar up as I screw it up.
Well, I'm going to keep it.
You should tear it up, though.
Why was there a casket alongside
on
of the
101? Some sort of promotional item that was like...
What a weird promotional
hey,
item.
Hey, come get buried by us here at Joe... You stab him, we slab him. Ah, man.
That's two. One more guess.
Man.
How did the casket get to be alongside of the 101 freeway?
So you, obviously, you know. Were you surprised
because I read.
By the answer? Were you like, what?
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on, man.
It's the dollar we got riding on here.
Let it ride. What do you people think? You thinking? You're like, you're yelling the answers.
Yelling it. Why isn't he guessing? This is a difficult one to guess, though.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did on social media.
Yeah.
Like one person said, it definitely looked like it was used, whether it was buried or wherever. It definitely had some wear and tear.
Well, I mean, the only other thing I can think is, what my mind goes to is I just wanted to freak people out. That's not the deal, huh? I just leave it there. Okay.
No. According to the CHP, it belonged to a pedestrian.
Okay.
And when they made contact with her, she was pushing it along the side of the 101.
Oh, my God.
She was pushing the casket.
I love her. She's the best.
After speaking to the pedestrian, we realized she was part of the transient community here in San Luis Obispo. She came across it in a dump pile outside of a building that was being refurbished. And she said it was given to her by construction crews who said that it was just going to be thrown out. So she's a
So she, what is she going to? What was she planning on doing with it? She's going to sleep in it.
She was planning on doing with it.
I mean, that's actually a pretty good thing.
Who would bug her?
Right?
Zero people.
And it's, you know, going to keep you from the elements pretty well.
Isn't that great?
Ooh, that's kind of an interesting idea.
I don't think I love the idea that it might get stuck.
Well, you know,
maybe you can't.
At least you're not 6 feet under.
But that is why the coffin was.
But why didn't they take it with? So she was like, she was gonna do whatever with it, and they just hauled her away. Huh?
Doesn't say they arrested her.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything to arrest about.
Right.
So they just, but they did identify that it was hers, and it was from a dump pile of a building that was being refurbished. Why it was in a dump pile from a building refurbished?
I don't know, man. It fell off a truck. Don't worry about it.
Don't ask. You don't need to know.
No bodies in there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Mustard ice cream.
Yuck!
Is a thing that is available at Walmart.
Nope.
And it's the devil's work. What we've decided.
It actually brought up a lot of interesting combinations of food, however, a few of which I might be interested in trying, including a peanut butter and jelly omelet.
Yeah, I think I'm out on that one.
Really?
Let me know how that goes.
Okay, I will.
We were talking about the picture from NASA's Webb telescope, and it's of galaxies over 5 billion light years away, of course. Naturally. That was our guess. And Master of Puppets by Metallica may be their first ever number one song.
And it's all because of Love American Style. The TV show used it.
It's all because of the Stranger Things finale.
That's right. Which was brilliant. Eddie, we love you!
And you said it was used perfectly.
It was very well used, yes.
So that may be their first number one song ever, which is surprising, but...
Congratulations, gentlemen. 40 years late. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
See you tomorrow. Peace out. It is KLOS Summer Invasion of Disneyland California Adventure Park, which is going to be pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, get in after the rest of the humans are out. It's just you and your friends.
Just KLOS people.
Yep.
August 25th. We have a four-pack of tickets. If you'd like to go right now, be caller 13. KLOS, who's this?
Renee.
Renee?
Yeah?
Are you interested in going to Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th?
Oh, that's super cool.
I'm going to take that as a yes, and also you're our winner.
Thank you.
Wait, so is your name actually Renee?
Renee with an L.
Lene. Oh, okay, because I was afraid I was going to get a lot of crap from some of my coworkers because I know a Renee who really wants to win these tickets.
Yeah.
She would steal them from you if she had a chance.
But she won't get a chance because you got them.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll fight her off.
Congratulations. Have a great time.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Thanks.
Hey, watch your language. She can't be using that kind of language at Disneyland.
Right? They'll throw it right out. We have KLOS Summer Vacation Disneyland California Adventure Park. It's just you and other KLOS listeners.
Yeah, we want to get you and three of your closest enemies into the park.
We'll do that before 5 o'clock here on KLOS.
Yeah, probably like 35 minutes. Don't wander off.
We want you to join us for KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
When is this happening, my young friend?
It would be August 25th. Only KLOS listeners will be there. Everybody else will get kicked out. It's a four-pack of tickets right now at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
You call it 13?
It's 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
I love that song.
And it's up? KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, hello.
This is Aaron.
Aaron?
Yep, that's right.
Congratulations, dude. You want to go to Disney California Adventure Park?
I sure the heck do.
You have three friends? Yes.
I'll find some.
Excellent. It's KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's August 25th, and you just won a four-pack of tickets, my friend.
Excellent. You guys are awesome. You just made my day.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much.
KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Your chance to get a four-pack of tickets is coming up in about 10 minutes here on KLOS. What if we told you the Disney California Adventure Park was going to close to everybody except for KLOS listeners?
Ah, that'd be awesome.
How about that? Is the KLOS Summer of Invasion. We have a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th. A four-pack right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Be ye caller 13. Hello, KLOS.
Jesse,
you are caller 13.
All right.
That means you got a four-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Thank you.
Do you think you can round up three people to go with you?
Yep.
You have to pay them?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, I do not.
Why would you ask that?
What is your problem, buddy? Trifecta of birthdays on this day in rock. In 1943, Christine McVie, a.k.a. Christine Ann Perfect, born in England. On this day in rock in 1950, Eric Carr, drumologist for Kiss, born in Brooklyn. And Philip Taylor of Iron Butterfly, born on this day in rock 2 years later in Youngstown, Ohio in 1952. The Rolling Stones made their live debut, first show on this day in rock in 1962. It was at the Marquee Club in London. The White Sox and Tigers were trying to play a doubleheader on this day in rock in 1979, but it was disco demolition night at the park. They were going to blow up all those disco records, but things went terribly wrong. The crowd became very unruly. Down with disco. And the White Sox had to forfeit the second game.